From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. The latest figures show Missouri revenues are down in some key categories. The state collected nearly $507 million last month, compared to the $513 million in July of 2014. State Budget Director Linda Lubarin says it's due to part of fraud prevention measures at the federal level.
So there was this big issue where people were claiming other people's refunds. So our Department of Revenue put into place a process to catch that on the front end, which basically slowed refunds down a little bit. Refunds that normally would have gotten paid in June got paid in July. So it's a one-time issue.
Yesterday's revenue report was also Lubarin's final one, as she is scheduled to retire after this week. Kirksville City Council has given the go-ahead for residents looking to downsize a smaller, much smaller home. The Kirksville Daily Express reports that the council on Monday approved construction and placements of mini houses, although they must be limited to mobile home parks in the northeast Missouri town. Kirksville developer Doyle Dover requested the variance for the small one-room structure built on skids and anchored to the ground. The city's Planning and Zoning Commission had recommended approval. The ordinance change requires habitable space to be no less than 400 square feet. The previous ordinance required single-family homes to be at least 750 square feet. A fire broke out at a Lake of the Ozarks condominium in central Missouri, killing four children. Osage Beach Fire Chief Jeff Dorhauer says the fire broke out late last night at the condominium. He says two adults were rescued and the four children were taken to an area hospital, where they were pronounced dead. Dorhauer says the two adults were uninjured. He says the fire was reported after 11 p.m., and when firefighters arrived a short time later, they were able to rescue two adults in a third-floor unit and found the children on the fourth floor. He says the state fire marshal is involved in the investigation to determine the cause. An estimated 200,000 gallons of sewage has flowed into a tributary of Coldwater Creek in Florissant, Missouri, after a sewer main break. The Metropolitan Sewer District said in a news release yesterday that a resident reported a sewer main break Monday. According to agency spokesman Lance Lacombe, there is, quote, no immediate effect to public health or safety, but he advised people to stay away from the creek. Lacombe says that sewage was still flowing into the unnamed tributary, but crews had blocked it from entering the creek. The sewage spill is being pumped back into the sewer system. The news release says the agency believes the cause of the break is the high levels of rain the area has seen since June, which has weakened the creek bank. The news release says the bank's stability gives the sewer support. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.